Andrew Short, San Diego, didn't notice you too much tonight. Don't take it the wrong way, but I'm guessing you got a bad start and then probably had to work your way up.
Yeah, exactly. I had a great day in terms of practice, the best I've qualified, and I think the best I felt on the bike in a long time, and everything went really well. I got second in my heat race, and it's funny because my result in the main was pretty far back. I was ninth, so definitely not what I was looking for. And you know, some nights like Oakland, I felt horrible and the worst I've ever felt on the bike, and then I get sick. So kind of confusing for me, but a lot of positive things came out of today.
Keep your streak going of being one of three guys, I believe, to be in the top 10 every race. So that's a positive.
Who's tracking that? Just you?
probably just me. You're right. Talk about the track. It looked like it got beat down pretty good by the end of the night.
Yeah, it was I thought it was a good track, but not for racing. You know, it was fun to ride. And like my heat race, I had a great start and I had a great finish just because of that. And main event, poor start, poor finish, you know. Mm-hmm. So some guys came through, but not a lot. And you know, it is what it is. It was faster than normal, not as technical, and I think that's what kept the racing more spread out.
How was the bike tonight? Have you done many changes since you got on the production off the showroom floor? I heard from Ralph. have you done many changes to your suspension, motor, and all that, or is it kind of same setup?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Yep.
I do have like production suspension. It's just Kashima coated or whatever that Ross does. So Enzo and KYB, they've been helping me with that. It's still really production based, and until we have you know, a little more info, we're not going to get much better there. So stock motor, Hansen. I actually got a Vortex this week, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we went with a thinner base gasket to try to bump up compression. We're still on the stock piston and stock tranny. You know, so I mean, it is really production based. We have clamps and wheels and you know, gearing, small stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, most vet riders have more than what I have on my bike, I think. So it's getting it done.
What about the Honda guys, your buddies with them? Do you pick their brains? Hey, I got a stalker, what can I do? Is there any kind of anything from those guys at all?
No. It's kind of a weird situation there. They've been supportive, but
I don't mean like they kind of give you parts, but you can say, hey, Dan or Shane, like, what do you think? Or, you know, anything like that.
No, I mean, I know what I want.
Okay.
I mean, I rode for those guys for 6 years and then a year and a half with Larry and Jeremy with their program. So I know how the bike works. I, you know, at this stage of my career, I know what I want and how to set it up. It's just a matter of getting the resources, and they've been really supportive for my whole career, and I'm really thankful for that. And without them, it'd be, you know, I wouldn't be where I am. So there's a reason why I'm riding that bike. I'm really familiar with it, and I don't want to change, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Can you shed any light on your situation going east? This team, this truck, what's going on? Anything new or anything exciting to tell us?
No, honestly, I have a lot of big decisions to make tonight and tomorrow. Obviously, the season's going back east and trying to figure it out. And my main focus is just to stay on the track at this moment and, you know, keep improving. So it's difficult, but I think, you know, there's some good things on the horizon. I just got to keep working hard.
Another team manager told me to text him after midnight for some big news, possible big news. Is it anything to do with you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I've talked to people.
Right.
But I also have been working on a lot of stuff, so I don't know necessarily where that's going to go.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if it's for you. I'm just saying,
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a lot of different things.
Right. All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.